Following is an interview with Guadalupe R. Saldana by Juan Saldana for the South Texas Hispanic Farm Labor Community's Oral History Project. The interview took place on December 7, 2016, in Bishop, Texas.
My name is Juan Saldana, and I will be interviewing my father. His name is Guadalupe R. Saldana III. The first question I'm going to ask is, what do you remember in your childhood working on a farm or picking up crops or picking up cotton when you were young?
Well, I remember living at the ranch in the summers, and we would pick cotton there at the ranch. It was outside of Kingsville, right behind the naval base in Kingsville. And we would pick cotton all through the summer so we could get enough money to buy clothes for all of us. At the time, we were about three kids, and that was extra income for buying school supplies, trousers, tennis, t-shirts, and so forth. And I remember we would pick cotton there at the ranch, my grandfather's ranch. And
what was his name?
His name was Ascension Palacios. He had 75 acres on the outskirts of Kingsville, which is, like I said, right behind the naval base there in Kingsville. And I remember my dad, my mom, my sister, and myself would pick cotton. And I would get paid 15 cents a week, regardless how much cotton I picked. But that was my allowance. That was my spending money. So I would save up those 15 cents, and then we go into town where we lived, because I was just living at my grandma's or grandpa's ranch for the summer. I would have enough money to go to the store, which was about not even a block away where I lived. I would buy a soda for 5 cents. It was either the root beer soda or a Pomac soda. Can't even remember what that flavor Pomac. It was kind of like clear, like almost like a beer looking type.
Was it can or
it was a bottle.
Bottle?
It was a bottle. There was no can back then that I remember. Mm-hmm. And then I'd buy some candy, you know, another 5 cents. And back then they had those, they call them pirulines. I don't know what they call them in English. Well, it was kind of like a pyramid type, and it at the very end you would either you would have a price, either, I don't know, it was money, I can't remember, a nickel, a dime. And that's how I would buy some more candy.
With the money you got
from the candy.
Oh, from the candy. So
from
you
the,
use
candy.
The money that you got from the candy.
From the candy, yeah. But my spending money
from picking cotton.
From picking cotton was 15 cents a week.
And how long did you pick cotton during the day? What time would you go out there?
We would go out early, say about 8 o'clock in the morning. And we would eat breakfast there before starting.
What would you eat? Like what foods?
Well, we had some tacos, you know, like bean tacos or a potato neck taco. And the drink, we would have either water or black coffee, unsweetened. And I would drink both of them, water and black coffee.
And you were 10?
I was 10 years old. And that water was stored in this big old barrel made out of wood. And I don't know, the water was always cool. I never saw any ice. And they kept it under a little tarp. Mm-hmm. And it had a big old ladle where you just dip it in and scoop out the water, take a sip, and lay it back in there. But like I said, we pick up cotton from 8 o'clock till about 6 in the evening. And that was it.
Did you take breaks during the time?
Yeah.
What'd you do for lunch?
Yeah,
go back to the house?
No, we would eat lunch there at the field.
How far was that from the house where you were picking? Was it real close?
It's real close, but we ate there. We already had our lunch packed for the day. Breakfast, lunch, and we eat dinner as we got home.
What would you pack in? Sandwich? For lunch?
Actually, it was kind of like a peanut butter sandwich. It would have an egg sandwich with bread.
Scrambled egg?
Scrambled egg with bread. You know, two slices of bread and then the egg, scrambled egg in the middle or inside. And
so what was y'all's method when after y'all would eat, and then how would you and whoever else was out there pick cotton? Would y'all get in a line together, or you say, Dad, you're going to go over there, Mom, you're going to go over there?
Yeah, well, we were side by side. There were rows, and they were, to me, like, indefinitely long. I mean, I had a satchel that it was about at least 8 feet long, and I would just pick cotton. You know, just put it in the satchel, and before you know it, I was halfway down, and I was just struggling because I was just pulling with my shoulder because it was heavy. And then when you were ready to weigh it, you would just drag it out, take it to the truck, and they put it on the scale, and they would weigh how much cotton you picked, and they would write it down. And it says, okay, Guadalupe, you have 30 pounds. Or you have, you know, a certain amount of pounds. At the end of the day, they would total the pounds, what I picked, my parents picked, and my sister. And that's how we got paid. But I think I got the wrong amount for my work.
But you got paid less.
I got paid less, but I enjoyed those 15 cents back then.
For the candy
and the sodas. Yes.
Did you stay there at the house during that time, or what time period was this, in the summer that you would
go? Yeah, every summer I was sent off to my grandparents' farm. I lived off the farm. I ate vegetables.
And what was your grandmother's name?
My grandmother's name was Francisca Perez Palacios. And
did they have any children or anybody there when y'all were there at the same time?
Yeah, there was my uncle Adan, my other uncle Julian, and my other uncle can't remember.
Did they pick with you, or were they just there at the house while y'all were there?
They cultivated the land there. They picked also cotton. Yeah, it was Adan, Julian, and Juan. And they all picked cotton. They all lived there at the ranch until they went into the service. And back then it was kind of like radio, music, a little bit of TV, not very much receptions. For fun, we would milk the cows, make cheese.
And did you pick any other thing besides the cotton while you were there? Because you said that they grew a lot of crops and vegetables. Or
yeah, well, that was the
main... That was just to eat the food that y'all wanted to,
no,
to
that,
make?
That's the only thing I picked there was just the cotton. Somebody else, you know, they would hire somebody else to cultivate or pick the watermelons, mm-hmm. or whatever he was growing there, tomatoes and all that. But yeah, it was hard times, but we ate a lot of vegetables.
And you did it for about, what, 3 years, maybe?
Well, I did it until I was, 3-4 years picking cotton. But the other years, I just lived there, and it was kind of like a summer camp for me.
And who else stayed there, just you?
It was me, my grandmother, my grandfather.
And your sister never stayed there? Or?
No, I was...
You were sent over there?
Yeah.
Stayed over there with your grandparents? Yeah.
And then when I got older, we were no longer picking cotton from my grandfather. We came back to town, and that when they would come down to the house in this big old truck, and they would honk, says, "Let's go pick cotton. Who's going? How many? Get in the truck, get your lunch," and we would head out around the area. I mean, I wouldn't know whose ranch it was.
This was in Kingsville?
In Kingsville. So.
And you would have your own bag?
Yeah. And this time we got paid a little more, but everything was paid out to my dad because he was in charge of us. And,
So who went? Just you, or
it was me and my dad, my mom, and my sister.
Wow.
Yeah, at that time.
Rachel.
Yeah, my older sister. But yeah, I saw a lot of things that a lot of people would pick cotton and try to make it heavier.
Mm-hmm.
They would put clumps of dirt and stuff, and so make it heavier. So.
To make a little bit more money?
Yes, because, you know, so, man, that was not enough cotton, and I would see people doing that, and they started noticing the guy who was up on the top of the truck, he would dump out the bags of cotton that was picked, and he would say, like, "Hey, this cotton is not the right weight," mm-hmm. So they would estimate how much dirt or rocks or whatever it was in the cotton, and they would take money off or pounds off for those people. They were trying to cheat the system, mm-hmm. even back then. But yeah, that's basically.
And how was the weather during that time too?
It was hot, but not as hot as it is now.
Did you wear a cap or what kind of clothing did you go out there?
It was kind of like a homemade hat made out of cloth I think it was a 5-pound bag of flour. Used to be colorful. Mm. You know, they used to use cloth instead of paper like we use now.
Mm-hmm.
They would cut it into hats or bandanas, kind of. I even wore those as underwear. Homemade. My grandma used to make me.
And it was like cloth?
Yeah. I still recall the color, kind of like red, pink, you know, design flowers. She would cut it out, you know, and she would sew it and make underwear, or t-shirts, or or bandanas or anything, you know.
Wow. Did everybody wear that, or was it?
Well, that was just
your
me.
Family?
Yeah,
or?
Just me, or basically me, because you know everybody was an adult, so you know they did their own thing, you know, like they just put a cloth or a towel on their head. And those people who had that had some money. And back when, we didn't have that much money. That's why we were working, picking cotton, to make money, to support ourselves. And, well, like I said, to better ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess my story is that, you know, I had it rough, and we survived, and here we are recollecting the past. So, all right, that's well, all I can say.
Well, thank you for the story. Stop that. There it is. I don't know.